WBBR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, chaos in Iran. After a pair of explosions at a cemetery where thousands were marking the death of a top Iranian, at least 100 people were killed, more than 100 injured. CBS's Cammie McCormick with details.
There was a ceremony in Iran today to mark the 2020 death of Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. drone attack. Two explosions rocked the cemetery where hundreds had gathered. Soleimani was head of Iran's elite Quds force and considered the architect of its military activities.
Who is responsible for the attack? The BBC's Parham Gobadi.
They say it's of a terrorist nature. Usually in the past, like the one that took place almost a year ago in Shiraz, ISIS took responsibility for such attacks. But it's not clear at this moment who's responsible for this particular attack.
The explosions occurred in Kerman, over 500 miles southeast of the capital, Tehran. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lin.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 16 and 17-year-olds in Wisconsin need to take a road test again in order to get their driver's licenses. The Division of Motor Vehicles is ending its COVID-era road test waiver. The state issued about 170,000 licenses to new drivers during the waiver. The DMV says the waiver did not make the roads any less safe, but decided to end the waiver anyway. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin, and there's no let-up in sight. Dr. Jeffrey Potthoff is Chief Quality Officer for UW Health.
We are seeing an increase in number of patients admitted with respiratory illnesses compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time. We're up about 40%.
Many hospitals are requiring masks again. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin died from COVID-19 last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Yesterday, a domestic violence incident in Milwaukee resulted in a police officer being shot during a standoff. The initial call about a man with a gun led to that suspect firing at officers and injuring one. Following the arrival of the tactical team, police successfully evacuated four children from the home and arrested the suspect. Family members say that suspect has a lengthy history of domestic violence, including the alleged abuse of the children's mother earlier that day. A man from Janesville is facing federal charges for allegedly making bombs. The complaint says the FBI got information about 30-year-old James Morgan's involvement in making and having explosive devices. That led to a search of his travel trailer where six homemade bombs were found. If found guilty, Morgan could face up to 10 years in federal prison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Badgers beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with a conference win over Iowa, 83-72 at the Kohl Center. Max Klesmit on how valuable Kamari McGee was as a substitute in the game.
Having a guy like that can come off the bench and spark it, life into us, I think it carried over the second half big time. And, you know, that's a credit to Cam and just how much he works, keeps his head down, doesn't let the naysayers, you know, get to him or what other the outside noise says. He's really focused individual, and I'm super proud of him the way he's handled himself.
The Badgers have now won three in a row. Head coach Greg Gard.
And that's the neat part about watching a team come together. As a coach, you can't orchestrate everything. A lot of that chemistry has to be organic. This group has got some good things going.
NFL former Packers center Ken Bowman has died. Bowman played 10 seasons for Green Bay from 1964 to 1973, including three NFL championships. Bowman snapped the ball to Bart Starr on his quarterback sneak to win the Ice Bowl. Kenny Bowman was 81. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a cloudy day today with a few scattered light snow showers or flurries by about midday into the afternoon. Our high right around 35, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 23. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 31 on Friday. Cloudy, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Good morning to the Eagle, WLCX 1490 AM in La Crosse, and Lake Air, WLAK 1290 AM, 107.5 FM in Amory, and Happy New Year to my longtime and good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Happy New Year to my friend. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you, world.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's 2024 is here. We no longer have to talk about when it gets here. It's here. And so I began the show, after talking about Dr. King, I gave these statistics in the Washington Post. And it finds GOP voter fraud crackdown targets minorities and Democrats. The Washington Post analyzed data in Texas, Florida, Ohio, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia. Those units obtained only 47 convictions, Dr. Craig, during a period when 10 million of voters cast their votes. What is this? What is this argument about voter fraud? Well, I mean, what is that?
Well, it's very generous of you, Earl, to declare just a bald-faced propagandistic lie and argument. I guess it proceeds rationally if you accept the lie premise that there's widespread voter fraud of the type that would damage Republican prospects, things such as we have photo ID, despite no evidence of identity theft voter fraud that is prevented by voter ID, right? They were told it's a panacea, and then they're still claiming there's massive voter fraud and making it up, and they've convinced their people of it.
Yes.
And they commit voter fraud in order to deal with it. And so, I mean, you talk about us being in 2024 here, Earl. President Biden, his campaign team have made clear they're going to run on democracy. So we're going to have to say, and the threat to it. So we'll have to say, we have to say that 2024 is the year of either the year of democracy or the year of rising autocracy, depending on what happens in November.
You know, Dr. Craig, it also said that 76% of the defendants whose race or ethnicity could be identified were Black or Hispanic, while whites constituted 24% of those prosecuted. You know, so we see what's going on here, Dr. Craig. It's clear what is going on. The question becomes whether or not the American citizens are going to continue to believe this. And so it's hard to save the democracy if they're going to continue to believe things that just aren't true. They're not true if Fox, because Fox News says it, right? They're not true because Donald Trump says it. What makes them true are facts. And if they're not facts and you can't back those facts up, they're not true. It doesn't matter how it makes you feel, right?
Well, you're right. A fundamental premise of having a large-scale representative democracy is that we can find common ground across difference, that there are going to be people of different worldviews, ideologies, religions, regions, everything, cultural mores and traditions. But you have to have some kind of shared facts to have that conversation, to find the common ground. If one side is always right because they can make up facts to tailor them to what they would like to believe, what they'd emotionally like to believe, then you're right. What's the basis for any democracy? Because no group, no one group in the United States and its whole history is going to hold all the power, because it's just not going to get enough of a majority, right?
Particularly
with the checks and balances in the Constitution. And so the only way to rule that way is then undemocratically, which is what we're seeing. And that starts with both attacking the mechanisms of democracy. Well, and then the other element of it is to make sure democracy can't work so you can discredit it. It can't solve people's problems. They're why it can't solve people's problems. And therefore, we need to put a strongman leader in, and they have their strongman leader. That's the major development since 2016, is the emergence of the effective would-be dictator that can mobilize, you know, a little over 40% of the country reliably. And then the question is, can they win in a stilted electoral college, which was not designed to do this, but it gives a natural advantage to the Republican Party right now because of where people are, where they live, how they're distributed across the country.
You know, Dr. Craig, I have conversations with people who say this whole thing about democracy being endangered is fabricated. And so you guys are making this up. You know, where's democracy being endangered? These are conversations I have, Dr. Craig.
They need to provide evidence to you, and they need to answer, what about all of the very good reporting, trenchant reporting, of Donald Trump's plans to further constrict democracy, right? He's being explicit. He has a planning process funded by right-wing billionaires through the Heritage Foundation, the right-wing think tank, to develop this plan. And he's made very clear he's going to pack the government with cronies that will do his bidding, because there's very good evidence, again, dug up by effective journalists, that a lot of the worst things he wanted to do weren't done because the people he'd appointed basically refused to do them and delayed and waited till he had some other inspiration, because he's a very passionate person who seems to forget that he gave an order that wasn't executed. That kind of leader, it's embarrassing.
You know, Dr. Craig, are you comfortable with where the Democratic Party is nationally on all of these different things? I mean, clearly Joe Biden is the president. Joe Biden is clearly going to be the nominee again. Are you comfortable with where Democrats are in their strides to reelect President Biden?
Oh, not at all. One reason is when we talk about this, that it's kind of a shorthand. I mean, you can't like to use 1,000 words to describe things every time you describe them, right? Or
right.
Shorthands. But when we say the Democratic Party, it sounds like there's some sort of organized thing with a head and directorate that's making unified decisions. And it's just not the case. It's a loose coalition. It's more Democratic and Republican Party in that it's a coalition of a lot of people who don't fully agree, but at least agree we should maintain the fundamental mechanisms of democracy and the tradition of this country. And so I think there's a lot of push and pull within the Democratic coalition, a lot of different conflicting forces. And it's hard for the Democratic Party, much harder than an authoritarian party like the current Republican Party, to get to a clear strategy and just drive it, right? So it does seem like it makes some sense for Biden to run on democracy, because the one thing that all Democrats can agree on, Tony Evers and I have a lot, our governor, have a lot of disagreements, but we certainly agree on preserving and protecting democracy. We probably don't agree fully on what we would do with democracy once we've saved it.
So, you know, we talk about the Republican Party and, you know, where they stand, but I think we would be remiss if we didn't spend some time talking about the Democratic Party and its configuration. If we go back to the 8 years of Barack Obama and the 4 years of, soon to be 4 years of Joe Biden, have we learned enough, you know, meaning the Democratic Party, have they learned enough that they can be comfortable with where they need to go to affect, you know, voter turnout, to mobilize people? And clearly the mobilization aspect of what the Democrats have been able to do in that 12-year period with Biden and Obama 2 years, and you playing an instrumental role in what your organization does, have we learned some important lessons?
So it's really hard to do voter turnout. You can do it with mass amounts of money, but it's limited if people don't feel there's something of value
right
in their government delivering something to them. And the problem with the propagandocracy, with the polluted communication environment where no one knows what's what, and we don't get information on what's actually happened, President Biden has evolved a great deal more than a lot of folks who are dissatisfied with him understand or give him credit for, because they've not received that information for the most part. The news media, I said some good things about the things journalists have dug up about what Trump did when he was in office and what his plans are if he is reelected. But the journalistic establishment as a whole just wants to talk about the latest poll and go on and not talk about substance. And so you talk about young people in general. You can't make, you know, making generational claims. It's broad brush. A lot more young people are very upset about our policy in the Middle East right now and tilting towards Israel, right, as they as they certainly commit a level of violence not justified by the horror that took place on October 7th and simply, by the way, falling into the same trap.
Dr. Craig, hold the thought. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7
on 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And so I want to say good morning to the Buzz, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. And also WRCO 100. 100.9 FM Richland Center. Dr. Craig, this battle and it's frustrating because we see some of the things that the President of the United States has been attempting to do to, you know, bring people who have felt left behind and give them, throw them a life raft, you know, if you will. And yet, the more he attempts to do that, the more there's another side of this. The very same people who are blaming the Democrats for not having done anything are doing everything within their power to prevent them from doing the very thing that's going to help the people who are eventually winding up voting for the other side. Do you ever get frustrated with that?
Well, yeah, the Republican Party has positioned itself very well to sabotage democracy so that they can destroy democracy, right? If it doesn't work.
Yeah, so Dr. Craig, what are they going to replace democracy with?
Well, it's going to be something, according to the top experts who follow this, along the lines of Viktor Orban's Hungary. It's not going to be naming a dictatorship. It will look nominally democratic because elections will occur. It'll claim the legitimacy of elections, but it will be structured in such a way that only one side can win. So the term in political science for this is an electoral autocracy. And so that would seem to be the next stage. Now, electoral autocracy can evolve into a complete autocracy, but that's the middle stage. And we're currently in a middle stage of democracy. Political scientists define vibrant democracies that are very healthy and then failing democracies. We're in the failing democracy stage right now. And it's likely we get an electoral autocracy if we move away from any possibility of anything other than one side winning elections. So it would look a lot like the unfair maps in Wisconsin with the legislature, where, yeah, there are elections, but only one side has a huge majority and controls power no matter what happens.
Dr. Craig, do you think people really can grasp the impact of what it is you are saying? Because you and other scholars understand the verbiage of that, and you understand the impact of it on the future of a nation that could possibly never recover if this were to happen. And at the same time, there are many of us who just can't believe that it's possible for it to happen, not in America.
And I think that's kind of added to by, we do have this, kind of long-term tradition in the United States of it could never happen here.
Right.
which was never been really true, but it's now even more untrue. I think given we live in entertainment culture, right?
Right.
One great media scholar had a book called "We Are Amusing Ourselves to Death" to some degree.
Oh, no question.
Make that argument.
No question.
But if we're watching streaming, we're watching great art like Succession. I'll just name one. Well, crazy things are happening on these streaming shows all the time, and it's not like the world ends. So you begin to experience news and reality simply as another television production, right? It's just a Trump series, right? But it's on a platform is a monopoly on it. It's on all the time, and it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, like in Succession, whether the old patriarch gets his way or whether the children are able to effectively rebel against him or not. It's only a dramatic interest, right? So I think it seems the media, people experiencing most everything through entertainment and media, does create an unreality of this. They're not thinking about, not enough people, some are, but not enough people are thinking about what it would be really like to live in an autocracy. And
it's
possible to deliver to the people who are not understanding it now.
So the verbiage autocracy is something that we don't even know the definition of. The majority of the American people don't.
End of democracy, threat to democracy. People have a general sense that means something not good.
Right.
Democracy is a God term. But I agree. President Biden isn't using the word autocracy. He's just using the word democracy. And that's what you need to do. I know that on progressive talk radio, you have a very informed group that can hear the actual political science of autocracy. But I wouldn't use it for general public communication either.
So Dr. Craig, as you and Citizen Action mobilizes, it was not that you haven't ever been mobilized, but you got to ramp up everything you've been doing now. Right? I mean, the fight is here. The battle is here. It's on the doorstep. What are the things that you are doing now? You, Citizen Action, and other groups and organizations like yours to prepare for, you know, you've seen some fights before and some battles, but what are you doing to prepare for this one?
Well, most folks who talk about this are just talking about getting out the vote and talking to voters. That's very important. We see it at a more fundamental level. Since democracy is healthy to the extent people understand either what it is doing for them or what it could do if they participated, right? Where they feel like it could actually happen, right? And so we are always constantly setting up issues that are important to people that could motivate them to vote and could motivate them to be involved in an election in a way that actually motivates the people they elect to follow through on such promises. So our main work has been to set up healthcare, because healthcare has hyperinflation for a very, very long time and is unaffordable even to most insured people. Half of all people with insurance are delaying or avoiding care because they don't think they can afford it because of all the surprise medical bills, copays, deductibles, any major medical interaction. If you're insured, freaking can put your family behind the eight ball and make you miss rent and not be able to afford basics and have debt collectors all after you for some giant bill you can't understand.
or that you didn't even know you had since you had the surgery 3 years ago, right? Hold a thought, Dr. Craig, 844-967-2789. You guys can join the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You're never going to make me cry, Mr. Tell me, just who do you think
you are, Mr. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. We'll be right back.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More babies were born in Wisconsin in the year and a half no abortions were performed in the state. The IZA Institute of Labor Economics says Wisconsin's birth rate went up 2.5% while Planned Parenthood paused abortions. Abortions resumed after a Madison judge ruled that consensual abortions are legal in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's minimum wage remains at $7.25, while 22 other states raised their baseline pay this week. Economists say raising the minimum wage can actually be good for a business's bottom line.
There's actually a payoff that employers are receiving because while they've raised the wage, they're also reducing costs associated with turnover and open positions that they can't fill.
Laura Dresser studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Following 3 years of consecutive increases, 2023 saw a decrease in the number of homicides in Milwaukee. The city recorded 161 for the last year, down from 215 in 2022 and 194 the year before. The mayor credits the reduction to partnerships between the city and the community. There were 804 non-fatal shootings, which is also a decrease from last year. The Chambers family got their dog back. Simba, the pet cockapoo, was stolen at gunpoint on Christmas Eve while two brothers were walking the dog. On New Year's Eve, the family got a call informing them of Simba's whereabouts. They drove to that location and actually found the dog there. The tipster could have got in on a $1,500 reward but declined. Reports indicate that the dog is okay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Badgers beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with a conference win over Iowa, 83-72 at the Kohl Center. Max Klesmit on how valuable Kamari McGee was as a substitute in the game.
Having a guy like that can come off the bench and spark it, life into us, I think carried over the second half big time. And, you know, that's a credit to Cam and just how much he works, keeps his head down, doesn't let the naysayers, you know, get to him or what other the outside noise says. He's really focused individual, and I'm super proud of him the way he's handled himself.
The Badgers have now won three in a row. Head coach Greg Gard.
And that's the neat part about watching a team come together. As a coach, you can't orchestrate everything. A lot of that chemistry has to be organic. This group has got some good things going.
NFL former Packers center Ken Bowman has died. Bowman played 10 seasons for Green Bay from 1964 to 1973, including three NFL championships. Bowman snapped the ball to Bart Starr on his quarterback sneak to win the Ice Bowl. Kenny Bowman was 81. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here it comes.
The cold front is sweeping south through the state today, bringing patchy drizzle early, turning to scattered flurries and light scattered snow showers this afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, and temperatures crash tonight to the low 20s. But it brings plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Currently, it's 28.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah. Summer
summer breeze is all in my mind. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest, Dr. Craig, he experienced a little summer breeze not so long ago. We've got a long way to go before we get any. Dr. Craig, let's do this. Let's bring Mark from the SAC on first. Good morning to you, Mark. What do you say?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, and this is all linked together. I mean, including the whole great replacement theory that's out there, you know, that setting aside the whole fact that we are all part of the human race and that skin color has to do with our ancestors' adaptation to how much sunlight they are getting or needed to get to process vitamin D, for God's sake. I mean, there's just that, and skin, you know, it's amazing to me that people of Mediterranean descent were not considered white when they were trying to come to this country during the early part of the 20th century. You know, they were considered non-white, and in addition to their dustier tone of skin, the fact was that some of them were for heaven's sakes, Catholics, and therefore should be barred as well. I mean, but it is a continuing, you know, that I wonder if that, getting back to your discussion on Martin Luther King, that, you know, these Republicans now are quoting Dr. King, saying, well, we've reached a point now where, you know, we've reached, you know, Martin Luther King's land that he had dreamed of, and we don't need to have, you know, diversity, equity, or inclusion, or we don't need to learn about critical race theory. We don't need to think about critical thinking at all when it comes to thinking about America's past in denying people access to the polls. Because let's remember, when we denied people access to the polls, which was true
not so long ago,
up to the point of the Voting Rights Act, which took
1965.
Place, I think I would have been. It was 65. Would have been about seven. I would have been 7 years old when that was passed. That it just is that, and the continuing assault on the right for people to vote. You know, the reestablishment of poll taxes in the form of voter ID, where they don't offer people a chance to get a free ID with more open what is recognized as an ID. For goodness sake, a student ID issued by the state of Wisconsin should be acceptable as a voter ID if the person is maintaining residence in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, it's an official ID. I mean, that, and closing up DMVs and limiting the hours of DMVs to make it virtually impossible in some cases for people to get a voter ID easily and conveniently is an assault on people's right to vote. I mean, that Robin Voss is calling Robin Voss a piece of pig manure would be an insult to a piece of pig manure, because pig manure can be turned into fertilizer and serve some useful purpose.
So Mark, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to anything Mark had to say? I don't know. Do we have Dr. Craig? Okay, maybe we lost him. Maybe he'll call back. But, you know,
Earl, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Dr. Craig.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
So I was being answered. So, Mark, that was very good. That was fact-based, and Mark is completely right that race is completely a human construction, and it's constructed actually by people to wield bias in order to hold power. That's what we're seeing now. Racism and hatred of immigrants, dehumanization of people, that is all fomented and put together to divide us so that, you know, the biggest corporations and class of billionaires can rule and take most of our resources, most of the gains of economic growth. And so we are biologically extremely closely related. We have less genetic diversity because we're a fairly young species than squirrels do, just for example. And so it's an absurd proposition, but here we are. So we've had lies before Trump and before the modern predicament. The question is whether we can address them and have a conversation about them. And so it's very dangerous. He mentioned photo ID, which right-wing courts have described as not poll taxes, but essentially are. Mark put it well. And now I'm sure you saw the news, Earl. There's a bill in the legislature, this Republican-packed legislature, to require the UW-Madison to give every student all this information on how they can vote, where they came from, if they're out of state. To try to discourage them from voting here, for fear, of course, they will vote for
Democrats.
The side that the Republicans don't want them to vote for, and to put a huge burden on the University of Wisconsin universities, because they have to learn and keep up with every change in voting laws in every state and locality in the country in order to fulfill this requirement. And by the way, they will not be informing them, by the way, you can just vote here because you live here and you meet Wisconsin residency requirements.
You know, Dr. Craig, before we go back to the phone lines, the other thing I wanted to certainly broach with you, Republicans asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the maps because it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not just. You should reconsider because this is just not right. What? For all of these years? And now you can't somehow envision justice? I mean, I just don't get that. Accept it.
Well,
things have changed. Things are going to change. And you're going to have to grin and bear it like we did for all those years.
I don't take it at face value. There's some calculation here, and I only have theories as to what it might be. It could be the simple one that it gives them another ability to get another round of media coverage and try to convince more of their people that something unfair is going on, right? In other words, to put out another big lie. Or maybe some of their lawyers think somehow them asking again this way is good for a Supreme Court case that we tried. We even asked again, and they refused. I don't know. But it seems like there's some calculation here. One of those two, or maybe one of your callers, has another motive. But I think they're trying to at least get more media coverage for their side of this, if not trying to set up some kind of legal argument they're going to make because they need some reason, even though there are no federal constitutional or legal issues here, so therefore no cause for the Supreme Court to get involved. They have some, they need them to intervene, but now maybe they're setting up that they're not going to provide the maps. They're also claiming, Earl, they can't meet the deadline, like they didn't know that the maps might change, like they don't have all sorts of draft maps from all of their previous millions of dollars of our money they spent on map drawing.
Well, you know, the great thing is they're not in charge, and so they're not going to win this one. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. First, we, the people, ultimately are the government. That's what democracy is to everybody out there. It's we, the people, being in charge of the government. Autocracy, oligarchy, everything else is more about an authoritarian type of leadership. So everyone needs to get that completely straight. Also, I'm just going to recommend to all the well-intentioned listeners out there, go to YouTube, put in Scott Walker, Widow Hendricks. Scott Walker says there very, very clearly that he's going to institute a system of divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Now, you tell me, and I want you all that are very, very fair-minded, this country was built on united we stand, divided we fall. Why would you have a leader that would say divide and conquer? And that is a strategy that the GOP uses. And I know Scott Walker was a while ago, and Wisconsinites had actually gotten rid of him and have Governor Evers in position now. But really think about that. Why would you have a governor or anybody in political power say we want to divide and conquer the electorate or the democracy of the people that we have? Just think about that, you know, as this goes goes along, because Joe Biden is about we the people. He is about all of us. And you know what? We are making strides. We are more secure. We are more prosperous under Joe Biden, just like we were under Barack Obama.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Yeah, very true. That the radicalness of the American Revolution and the Constitution was, it came out of a lot of evolution in political philosophy in the 18th century, was that the only legitimate source for rule over people would be the people. That you could not legitimately say anymore divine right of kings or divine right of nobles who were the descendants of people who got war spoils and were given land. That's how it worked. And so it had to be the people. The danger is that in fascism, if you look at, you know, Mussolini or Franco or Hitler or other leaders like that, Perón in Argentina, who are in that ilk, or Putin for that matter, is that they rule in the name of the people. They claim it's the people, but it's some invisible spirit of the people that only they know the truth about. It's not actually the mechanisms of democracy where the people actually rule. So they claim to be ruling on behalf of the people. It goes back to Nixon's silent majority, right, Earl? We have all these protests, people who want further advance in civil rights and people who want to end the war in Vietnam, but the silent ones are the ones we're really ruling on behalf of, and I know what they think and really want.
You know, Dr. Craig, we talk about national politics, and you know, as it's always been said, you know, local politics are really where it's at, but, you know, there is and appears to be, Dr. Craig, a light. Yeah, you know, Mark talked about, or Tom talked about Scott Walker, and you know, we went through that. We've lived through, and still, in some measure, living through what all of that wrought. And so, do you believe, Dr. Craig, that we will see some transition? Not only on the state level, but on the national level, that this thing has kind of run its course, or, you know, things have leaned so far one way for so long that there's the ebb and flow of things are natural?
You know, I think we don't know yet. It could go either way. It's within our power, right? It's sort of, I mean, in this case, it really isn't our power. It's
right.
Like a streaming series where the writers of the series don't know what they're going to do next until they meet and talk about the next season, right? And start writing out drafts one way or the other. In this case, it really does seem to be in play, and it's on battleground states, because only 7 states roughly decide elections, and it's about the people who are persuadable, the people in the middle, or the people who are completely on a progressive side but are planning not to vote because they have reasonable and understandable grievances. If you really think, and this side, I have much more sympathy for this side, that what the Israeli government and settlement policies are doing, and what the right-wing government, what their view of Gaza is they actually are talking about ethnic cleansing.
Dr. Craig, hold the thought, Dr. Craig, 844-967-2789.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines. And Bill from Oconomowoc, good morning to you, Bill. You say what? Bill, are you there?
To talk about it.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay?
Yes.
He was starting to talk about it. Netanyahu is Israel's Trump. And he doesn't want to step down from office because he knows the consequences. He's, how should I say, even this war they're in clearly landed in his lap, whether he was asleep at the switch. But I think Americans are waking up, and I know they're waking up, and they're done working with obstructionists, people who have no plans, have no concept, just want things their way, even though they're in the minority. Well, that's coming to an end here, even in Wisconsin with the maps. They know their history is going to be short-lived unless they learn the magic word of compromise. I'll hang up. I want to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, before you respond, let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Well, let's see. It seems like the Republicans have sold us on the idea that affirmative action means blacks are going to take your job, that DEI means the others are going to steal your college from your kids, and the immigrants are going to come in and replace us, a few thousands of immigrants in a nation of 330 million. Clearly, none of those is true, but what happens is that they've engendered fear, anger, and hatred, and it's not, unfortunately, just to those who are their acolytes. It's to some of the right-leaning, middle-of-the-road, so-called independent voters. And what the voters have to realize is, inflation and fears for your job, none of this is related to reality. What's related to reality is that the corporations, the big ones, are running the show pretty much. They can hire people and call them independent contractors and pay them $7 an hour.
Right.
They can increasingly refuse to give reasonable health care.
They can put children to work in slaughterhouses.
Yeah, and the bottom line to all of this is that the Republican Party has succeeded in making people believe it's the Democrats' fault when it's really the fact that corporations are running the show on this, and they're the ones that, if there's any inflation, if there's any instability in the job market, in spite of the fact that we have tens of millions of people that have been hired since before Biden took office. unless people realize this is a sham brought on by the Republican Party, we're going to still have some serious problems because the economy is, in fact, one of the major things that people consider.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call.
That's my rant for the day.
Dr. Craig.
Both callers are very right, as was the caller before that. And what has to happen is, this is where I differ respectfully from more moderate Democrats. Jack laid it out well. The status quo, the present system, people are not satisfied with it. They are up in arms. College is not affordable. You take on massive debt and don't get the jobs you would need to pay it back. Most of the wealth of the country is going to the richest people. There's a data point up that 92% of the benefits of economic recovery after the crash in the late Bush and early Obama administrations went to the top 1%, Earl. That the economy is set up, rigged right now. Healthcare is unaffordable, even when you're insured. I could go on and on. What a progressive approach would do is to point out that we're going to take on the insurance companies. We're going to take on the fossil fuel industry, the big utilities that are preventing a renewable energy transition and threatening the stability of the planet. We're going to make college affordable, and we are going to forgive a lot of that student debt. I could go on. And so really, if you look at Trump, the one thing he does well is he pretends he's going to take on the system and the way things are. He's not really, but he says that other than democracy itself, we need to offer an alternative that says we can have great public schools. We don't just need to reduce the amount of the decline of our public schools. We need to invest in them. The same with our four-year colleges and our technical colleges. Some would, because there are a lot of new people to this network here, Earl, listening to you
right
now, they might think it's extreme that you talked about slaughterhouses. This Republican majority, the gerrymandered, let's say, majority, last session and now this session has tried to get rid of child labor laws and allow... so this is not theoretical. This is factual. They actually think that, and by the way, that it child labor was based on the racist view that really poor kids couldn't really expect better anyway. So you weren't really damaging anyone. So we might as well exploit them in the mines and in the sweatshops.
You know, Dr. Craig, man, as always, it's great to have you on board. We got a long year ahead of us. It's great to, you know, have you there helping to navigate it. You know, we'll look forward to, you know, having you on over and over and over, and maybe we'll be able to understand it a little bit more. Thank you as always. Say Happy New Year to your brother for me.
I will. And Happy New Year to all of your new listeners all around the state.
All right. Thank you. Calvin, thank you as always. Thank everybody who made the show go up. Next, Greg Bach and Jane Madnair. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.